Hey, it's Christy, and welcome to the Preach Girl podcast. Y'all, we have made it to the 10th episode. That's right. This is my 10th episode of the Preach Girl podcast. Thank you so much for all of you who have downloaded, subscribed, listened, commented, shared it on your social media, and done all of those things. I appreciate it so much. And today is the big number 10. Y'all, we got a long way to go, but I'm going to celebrate every step. So, here's to me, here's to us, completing 10 podcasts together. Come on now. As we start this 10th episode together of the podcast, I decided just to do it in my Preach Girl office. I didn't go live on Facebook, and I'm not talking with the saints and friends. It's going to be a mini podcast today. And I got to be honest with you, I debated on whether even to come on and talk about this. It's been a tough week. It's been a tough week for me, saints and friends. And, you know, we all have our ups. We all have our downs. We all have our good days and our tougher times. And some seasons are not as pleasant as other seasons. But I thought, you know what? I'm going to jump on. I'm going to do the mini podcast because God is good in every season of our life. He is good in the happy times and in the dark times. And that's really what my Preach Girl podcast is about. So if I can't be honest with you in a harder moment or a harder season, then what good is it for me to be cheering us on in the good times? Anybody can sing a tune on a clear day at noon. God give us a song to sing at midnight when trouble all around is closing in. That's what Pastor Parsley used to say all the time back in my Bible college days in Columbus, Ohio. So today I was reminded of 2 Timothy 4 and verse 7, where it's written, I have fought the good fight. I have kept the faith. I have finished the race. Man, all of those things are challenging. Fought the good fight, that means there's a fight going on. Kept the faith, that means someone might have tried to steal it right away from you. And finished the race, a race that calls for endurance. I've never really been in a race. I'm not a sister athlete, okay? I'm not. But I have recently started going to the gym really consistently. And I am... Listen, I am not going to be joining the Olympic team anytime soon. I do not have plans to do a marathon run. I may start myself out with a 5K. Can I get a what? But I'm not a professional runner. I'm not a seasoned athlete by any shape or form. As a matter of fact, when it comes down to shape and form, I would not look like the average typical woman that would be running. However, I have I've started doing a lot of cardio work and treadmill and some other things, and so I've been in running. Now, saints, I've been running my race. I've been on the course. I've been running my race on the treadmill, and I've been doing my personal best to increase my heart rate and my cardio and all those different things. I've got some great sneakers, and you know, I'm up on that treadmill and I'm doing my thing. And what I realized is, in the course of running, there are no two runners that are exactly alike. Depending upon the different times of the day and the different days of the week that I go to my gym, there are some people on those treadmills. Some are tall, some are short, some of them are old, some of them are young, some are overweight, and I'm not going to say that I'm in that category, but saints, let's just say I'm not in the category, okay. Others are built like supermodels. Some have their cute ponytail flip-flopping around, and others have the messy bun and the red sweaty face. That might be me. There's not two people that are alike. Y'all, I've even seen some women in there, and I just applaud them. I applaud them. The religion that they come from requires that they wear, calf-length skirts or longer, and they're on the treadmill in their skirts, and with their hair all in their bun, and they're still in there running their race. They're still in there putting in the work. They're still in there, maybe they don't look like they want to look, but they're doing their best. They're running their race. And so I just wanted to point out and encourage you and encourage myself to just be you. If no two people are exactly alike, why do we try to fit a square peg into a round hole? Why are so many of us comparing the happiness in our lives to other people's posts on Facebook or Instagram or Snapchat and that filtered life? Don't you realize that just the front stage of someone's life, just the part that they show you, the highlight reel, few people are willing to show you the backstage, the post about the fight they had the night before or how they cried themselves to sleep at 2 o'clock in the morning. Most of them don't want to show you the ugly times and the sad places because, well, I mean, that's just uncomfortable. And we get it. I get it. But everybody's got a backstage. And I'm here to remind you. I'm here to remind you, beautiful, wonderful, anointed woman, that you are unique, that you are priceless, and you, dear daughter, are made in the image of God. That is the book. That's what the book said. That's not what Christy said. That's not a preach girl quote. That is what God said. You are made in His image. You are unique. You are priceless. He loves you more than you could possibly ever imagine. And because of that, He wants you to live out your God-given purpose, not somebody else's God-given purpose, not the person that you watch and not the person that you see. We can pick up things and we can emulate things and we can learn and we can grow, but you aren't to grow into being another person. You are to grow into being the fullness of who God has designed you to be. Come on, girl, stop comparing yourself to everyone else and live. Oh, I could stop right there. That's a whole word in itself. Live. Live your life. Live the life that you were destined to live, not somebody else's. It's time that you go higher. Come on, you have good ideas. Stop doubting yourself. You have good ideas. Some of you out there want to start businesses. Some of you want to write books. Some of you have dreams in your hearts and thoughts in your head and ideas that are God-given and God-driven and Spirit-inspired. It's time for you to go higher. People may be coming to you for knowledge and wisdom and advice. You have so much to give. And you know that you're called to be more and to do more and to give more. You are called and you are created for purpose. You can take that to the bank, girl. You were called and you right there, you were created for purpose. You right there, still stuck in a sinful situation. You were created for purpose. You right there with the addiction that you seem to have a hard time overcoming. You, honey, you are called for purpose. You are created for greatness. And today I want to dare you to do something greater with the rest of your life. That no matter how great the glory days were or how dark the situation may have been, no matter how bad the abuse was or how high you got or how far you saw, and now maybe you aren't that, no matter if it was good in the past or if it was hell in the past, I want you to know that the rest of your life can honest to goodness be the best of your life. I dare you to do something greater with the rest of your life. Remember, where God guides, He provides. And where God directs, He protects. I want to leave you with this scripture. And I just really want this to get down on the inside of you. John 10:10 says, I have come. This is Jesus saying this. Jesus Himself said this. I have come that you might have life and life more abundantly. Come on, it didn't say life mediocre, life halfway, life unlived, life unfulfilled. It said, I have come. Jesus came. He gives you His purpose statement right then and there. John chapter 10 and verse 10. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, but I have come that you might have life and life more abundantly. One translation says life to the fullest. Now, for the church girls out there like myself, I had to realize that this scripture does not say that I have come that you might have church and church more abundantly. No, 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 no. It says, I have come that you might have life and life more abundantly. I want to pray over you. I pray the life and breath of God be breathed into you today, sister. I pray in the name of Jesus that as you are listening to these words coming out of my mouth, that you would feel the unction of the Holy Ghost on the inside of you and dare to start dreaming bigger dreams and dare to start having greater faith and taking greater bold steps and just living a life full of purpose. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. I thank you, Jesus, for each woman that's listening to this podcast. No matter when she's playing it, God, let her sense your presence, Holy Spirit. Let her feel your love, God. I pray that the gifts would be stirred on the inside of her and that she would begin to put one foot in front of the other, picking her foot up in faith, Father God, as she comes into a greater season than she's ever known, in the precious, holy, awesome name of Christ, the Christos, the Son of the living God, Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. We bless your holy name now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Hey girl, I don't know if you had an opportunity to go over to the preachgirl.org site, but listen, I have a free downloadable giveaway for you on prayer. And really, I just want to help you approach prayer in a fresh way. Just remove some of the spooky stigma around it, like, you know, that it's just for the super saints or that it's really hard. Listen, real prayer is not, you know, rolling the dice in Vegas and hoping God hears you. It's not like rubbing a lamp and a genie in a bottle giving you three wishes. Real prayer is powerful. Real prayer, honey, it changes things. And so I recorded a lesson, just a mini class really, on prayer, and it's free to you. Just go over to preachgirl.org and right there you sign up for the email and it'll send right to you. I hope you enjoy it. I pray that it blesses your life.